Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So my good friend Bruce was very happy to find out that there was a nutrient that could improve arterial function, and of course that is CoQ10. My friend Bruce is in his mid-40s, and unfortunately he suffered a heart attack about a month ago. It required not open heart surgery, but he did have to have some emergency stent placements where they, you know, run a catheter in the arteries and use a balloon to kind of blow it up, and then they place a stent in to keep it up. So he went, I think it was three arteries had to have stents in place. So, and the conversation got back, you know, when he was out of the hospital, the conversation came around to, you know, not just diet, nutrition, and he knows he needs to improve on those things. But he had an interesting conversation with his cardiologist about supplements. He didn't specifically mention my name to his cardiologist, but he had said something along the lines that he has a friend who's a doctor, and the first thing the cardiologist said, a medical doctor? Bruce said, yes, a medical doctor. He's internal medicine, he's done radiology, and he had mentioned to his cardiologist that I have talked about CoQ10 before, being very good for, you know, arterial health. And the cardiologist responded with, that's just voodoo. That's what he actually said, voodoo. I'm sorry, it makes me laugh. I don't understand that at all. And listen, in Bruce being in the hospital at that time, you know, just coming out of emergency stent placement, you know, he was a little vulnerable. And he kind of took that to heart, like, you know, here's this guy, this cardiologist, who just really saved his life, probably. And so, you know, after he got out of the hospital, Bruce called me and started just questioning me a little bit about supplements and, you know, is CoQ10 really good? Where's the proof of it and all that kind of stuff? And that's fine. And I encourage that. I encourage people asking questions, searching for the truth. You know, conventional medicine has its place. Thank God the cardiologist knows how to put stents in, and it that's awesome. That doesn't mean the cardiologist knows everything, and specifically about CoQ10. I would think they would know more about CoQ10, because here's the thing. There's ample research supporting the use of CoQ10 in all sorts of patients, even just optimal health. There's ample research showing CoQ10 as a longevity nutrient because of its benefit to cell energy production. There's ample research of CoQ10 in terms of congestive heart failure. There's ample research in CoQ10 for arterial function, which I'm going to cover with you four studies today. And it goes on and on. There's even good research showing CoQ10 is helpful in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, Huntington's disease. I mean, people with mitochondrial disorders, these are genetic disorders, CoQ10 is helpful. So, and all it takes is a little effort. Go to PubMed.com, put in CoQ10, and put in heart failure. Look at all the results. Lots of research studies showing positive benefits of CoQ10 with heart failure. Do the same thing. CoQ10 in heart attack, CoQ10 in arterial function, CoQ10 in Alzheimer's. I mean, it's there. The research is there. Laboratory research, animal research, and human clinical research. It's all there. And so I don't practice voodoo medicine. I don't. I'm not even sure what that is. But CoQ10 does improve arterial function. And I had a nice discussion with my friend Bruce about this. The first thing I explained to Bruce was the importance of arterial function and how we measure that. And we measure that through the production of a chemical called nitric oxide. It's abbreviated N as in Nancy, O, N-O, nitric oxide. It is the compound of the arterial system. This chemical compound is produced by the cells that line the inside of the arteries called endothelial cells. You know, a very famous cardiologist, a conventional cardiologist and a natural cardiologist, Dr. Steven Sinatra, I've had him on my show before, had, a long time ago, in a paper he wrote, he talked about the importance of endothelial health and nitric oxide function to the health of the overall cardiovascular system. And basically, What we now understand, of course, he was right, that if your endothelial cells are healthy, if they're producing this important chemical compound, nitric oxide, at adequate amounts, you're going to have a healthy cardiovascular system. If you damage the endothelial cells through smoking, high blood pressure, all those 17 heart disease risk factors that I've talked about, and nitric oxide levels drop, then the artery becomes stiff, and that's where problems happen. So arterial function is incredibly important, and we measure it through the health of the endothelial cell, which nitric oxide is a surrogate marker for the health of the endothelial cell. So here's what it is. It's very simple. CoQ10 supports the endothelium. That's what it does. CoQ10 supports nitric oxide production. Let me just show you some of these studies. The first study here, in patients with diabetes. Diabetics, by the way, suffer accelerated arterial dysfunction and heart disease. A 12-week study using 200 milligrams a day of CoQ10 significantly increased endothelial function in a major artery, the brachial artery. That's where they measure it. They actually measured an increase in nitric oxide production by giving diabetics CoQ10. That's not voodoo. That's very similar to how you would study a drug, but CoQ10 is not a drug. It's a dietary supplement. Yet it had this same type of quick 12-week effect that a drug would. That's awesome. Here was one published in the International Journal of Cardiology in 2005. A group of men with known endothelial dysfunction, CoQ10 supplementation improved endothelial function significantly compared with baseline. Again, what were they measuring? They were measuring nitric oxide production. So in a group of men who had low nitric oxide production, they gave them CoQ10. I think it was around 100 milligrams in the study. Nitric oxide levels went up. That's a sign that the endothelial cell is getting healthier and there's improvement in arterial function. In that, so that was the International Journal of Cardiology. In the European Heart Journal of 2006, patients with mild to moderate heart failure, 300 milligrams a day of CoQ10 improved endothelial function 38%, an effect comparable with that of exercise training. That's not voodoo. That's right there in a peer-reviewed journal published in 2006. In that same journal, published in 2007, a year later, blood vessel relaxation, a measure of endothelial function and blood flow, improved significantly in patients with known coronary artery disease at risk for heart attack who need optimal cardiac blood flow. Let me just summarize that. CoQ10 helps the blood vessels to relax. That's what nitric oxide does. So if CoQ10 is improving nitric oxide production from the endothelial cell, that artery can relax a little bit more, fill with blood properly, deliver more blood flow and oxygen to the heart, the muscles, the brain, and people just do better. European Heart Journal, 2007. I mean, I'm just summarizing four studies here on the importance of CoQ10 to endothelial function. I mean, and that's just four. There's hundreds, if not thousands more, on the benefit of CoQ10. So after sharing this kind of stuff with my friend Bruce, he is going to be taking CoQ10. His primary care doctor is okay with that. And I'm happy for him. And I do think with diet and exercise and CoQ10 and a few other supplements, things like pomegranate, resveratrol, arginine. By the way, arginine is important because it's the precursor to nitric oxide. I think Bruce's outcome looks fantastic. And it's why is that? Because there's a blending of practices here. We had the conventional doctor go in there and place the stents. That was important. And now we have the natural side of things with CoQ10, arginine, etc., that is going to give him a better outcome down the line with those stents. So that's integrative medicine at its best. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.